Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome to a bonus episode of the Yoga Girl podcast, Conversations from the Heart. Today, we are once again joined by the amazing Deborah Silverman for a little sneak peek into the 2021 forecast for each sun sign. So whether you're a Taurus, a Libra, Virgo, Aries, you are in for a really interesting year. Let's find out what's in store for each of us.
Okay, Aries. So last year, 2020 was not an easy year. For 6 months, Mars was in Aries going across your chart, getting you feisty and getting you pushy. And what Aries wants to be in COVID being in a lockdown? That was as natural as could be. So Aries, all the fire signs you'll notice had a hard time during lockdown. However, the shift has already begun. As of mid-January 2021, Mars left Aries. You're going to have a year of productivity and freedom and movement. This was a constricted year, 2020, for you, with or without COVID. You were in a year where all the squares were going on from Capricorn and Aries. You were part of that cardinal square. So I want to give you permission to know that you're freer, especially people born the early degrees of Aries. So I want to say anyone born from March 22nd till April 4th, this is a liberating year for you. It just so happens. It's the quality of letting yourself take a risk and putting on your physical energy again and moving it. So Aries, run, move, make sure you've got some juju because you're out of that constricted, contracted energy. Bye-bye, constricted energy. Then we have Taurus. Taurus, during January, because Mars just entered Taurus, you're going to feel your energy come back. This is a year of change for Taurus. It's different than it was ever before. You're going to feel like you're resistant. Tauruses don't like change. Uranus is in Taurus, especially for people born between April 20th and the 30th. April 20th to April 30th, you are feeling Uranus on your sun. You're being forced into change. Taurus hates change. So I say to them during 2021, do it slowly, but acknowledge you're uncomfortable. And this is what we learn about astrology. Know that you're coming into a discomfort zone. It just means that you want to let yourself consciously release the bondage of comfort because that's a growth year. And in September, you're going to feel productive. That's going to be when Mars is in Virgo and there's some earth energy to settle you down. And that's when Jupiter will have gone through Pisces, will soften. But the first 6 months, Taurus, you're getting jarred a little bit. And so you surrender because you learned from astrology to follow the energy, the cycles. Geminis, what a wonderful year for you. Saturn and Jupiter are in Aquarius. This is true of all air signs, but particularly Geminis. You're writing, you're creating, you're finally feeling freedom. After the longest 2.5 years where Saturn was in Capricorn, it's now in Aquarius trining you. And in other words, air and air get along. And Jupiter and Saturn are both in Aquarius. Gemini is an air sign. So it's a very creative year. During March, when Mars goes into Gemini, that's the time when you're going to feel like, whoa, I'm on a roll. So be careful because you move so quick. I want to say to you, yes, you're on a roll and there's this creative energy, especially with work. It's just you want to pace yourself because you get a little bit excited, Gemini. And it's going to feel like you're in a very, except during the fall, I would say in September when Mars goes into Virgo, it slows you down just a bit, but you're going to feel this whole year, 2021, like finally my ideas are flowing and I'm getting acknowledgement. Gemini's favorite thing. Cancer just finished 2 very difficult years. You had Pluto and Saturn and Jupiter opposite your sun for the last 2.5 years. It's done because they've moved into Aquarius. That was all in Capricorn. which is opposite Cancer. So you were required to do discipline and you stayed home. Now, you probably loved COVID, Cancer. You got to stay inside and play house and be with your family. But after a certain point, your body, which requires movement, may have gotten stagnant. So this is going to be very important in 2021 for you, Cancers, to pick up your energy and move and let yourself get some physical energy outlets so you're not feeling the continual contraction. Because while you enjoyed it, I can guarantee you your body's had the effect. The good news is in May, when Jupiter goes into Pisces, it's the entrance of you, especially 2022, feeling your creative, your mothering, your fluids energy not being blocked. So as much as it's been challenging those last 2.5 years, it's softening, but it requires movement. So promise me you'll get some. And I know when Cancers move, they're excellent. They're the best, strongest body types. People don't tell you that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Leo, you have the opportunity of discipline because Jupiter and Saturn, like what happened to Cancer the last 2.5 years, it's opposite your sun. So you're going to go through a phase, Leo, where you want to be goal-oriented, make a list, follow through, and don't get distracted by your fun factor. It's going to feel at worst like you're being contracted and being focused. At best, it's going to feel constructive and you're getting results. So you've got 2021 with Jupiter and Saturn going opposite. It'd be a great time for you to have an astrology reading because you want to captivate yourself. You want to focus and really say, yes, here's my goals. And then you'll get some real results around your wildly creative self. I'm going to say, especially during your birthdays, during the month of July and August, the energy increases for you. End of summer, and then you will find yourself really being able to fulfill that list. So you start the early part of the year making a list, being disciplined about it, helping, getting some guidance, great time for counseling. And then by the end, towards your birthday, you're like, look, I did it. I fulfilled it. Or at worst, you're going to feel like this is just too much work. You know, Leos just want to go have fun. And there has been a nonstop call for your mission to be fulfilled. So it's a great year for your work. Virgos, you're having a great year. You're being supported by Uranus and Neptune. Neptune's in Pisces opposite your Virgo for the last few years, but this year it's being supported because you're having a time out. It's almost like Virgos have been doing that work thing I just described that Leos had, they're goal-oriented. Now you can let yourselves feel the fulfillment of your work ethic. So it's a wonderful year in not being so pressured, especially during your birthday. And in May, when Jupiter enters Pisces for a short window, you're going to feel yourself like reclaiming some new ideas. So keep going. You're in an easy cycle and it's going to be more creative by the end of the year. But the cool thing about Virgo is there's not a lot conflicting. You've got Neptune opposite the sun creating dreams, and that's going to help you create your fulfillment. I don't see Virgo having a difficult year. It's kind of like you have a gentle, sustained 2021 of you getting things done without feeling the pressure. And that's part of the gift we're saying all about 2021. Please keep walking slowly because Virgos can get a little stressed by all their goals. Okay, Libra, woohoo! You get a get out of jail free card. You did not have an easy 2021. All the squares that were going on, Miss Libra over there, were affecting you, and so many things went wrong. And your creativity got squished. It wasn't an easy flow state. As much as you tried, it was always walking uphill. The good news is 2021, as early as the end of January, suddenly you're like, whoa, I don't feel so hard. It's like you've been in a very contracted, strainful situation everywhere you turned because there was so much conflict teaching you. You learned through conflict. 2021 was not a Libra year. So what I always tell them during this time is you can spend money, Libra. You're going to love this. The way for you to release the bondage that you just came out of is what can you do for fun? Be a little superficial or frivolous because you've been so focused on trying to keep your shit together. And now it's lightening. I want you to feel okay about not being focused on, oh my God, you get done with that narrative. Let's change 2021 for you for creativity, much more ease, and watching the flow state and feeling okay about spending or just feeling happier. It's not been a happy year, 2021 for Libra. Am I right, Rachel, or am I right?
2020 was hard.
hard for Libras, particularly Scorpios. This is not that easy for Scorpio for the next year, 2021. If you're born November 1st to 7th, you have Uranus opposite your sun. Now, it doesn't have to be hard, Scorpio. What it has to be is you have to manage your anger and your emotions. That's not news. But what you're going to have to do is not complain about this intense stress, because Uranus is calling you for change, especially those early bird Scorpios. And the change required is to manage, do self-management. What does that mean? Doing your yoga, doing your meditation, practicing, not getting distracted, and being able to maintain your emotional honesty. Because the hardest thing for Scorpio when it gets rocky is they don't talk and they retract, and then they hold things in and then it erupts. So I want to say for Scorpio, this is a year where Saturn's going to square you, Jupiter's going to square you. It's going to require you to be attentive and say, I was forewarned by the astrology of the year that yes, it's difficult, but I'm pacing myself. And I'm working out and I'm doing my exercise and I'm doing my meditation. So it's not uncomfortable. It's just facilitating growth. It's kind of what Libra had last year, a lot of growth.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sagittarius. Oh my God, finally out of the house. This has been that. Can you imagine a Sagittarius in quarantine? Hello, we're looking at one. To tell them to stay home, they can't travel, they can't play, and they can't turn the music up because they're feeling down. It's over. Not until 6 months in, though. So you're, as soon as that feeling, I'm going to say by the end of January, you already feel different. So it's early. Sagittarians have a breath. They can feel themselves permission to go have fun. They can go outside more. There's some freedom, but it really starts in April, May, where the energy shifts because Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius support Sagittarius because it's fire and air. So I want to say to Sag, you have been the good kid doing the philosophical interpretation of 2020 and trying to turn everything positive. And that was effort because you were held back. But now with Aquarius energy around, it's going to create some opportunities for you. And you can start planning. Your favorite thing is looking at the future. What can I do to create more? And that will be a Sagittarius from, I'm going to say, as early as April through the end of the year. You're going to watch your plans excite you and not that constricted feeling. And when during June, when Mars is in Leo, it's going to be very active for you. You've got the physical energy, Sagittarius, during June. It starts April, May, and by June, you're like, I just want to up my practice, putting out more voltage. That will be easier for Sag. Then we get to Capricorn, like Libra, get out of jail free card. Oh my God. 2.5 years of Capricorn. Saturn was in Capricorn. Pluto was in Capricorn. Jupiter was in Capricorn. Wasn't very friendly. So you're out of that. And what do you do when you're out of the Capricorns? You sit on the couch. The funny thing about Capricorn is they're either workaholics or they do nothing. You have permission to do nothing. So reduce your attachment to results right now. Can I say, Capricorn, 2021 for you, you can say, you know what? I have worked so hard for so long. Now, you sit on the couch and have potato chips. That's what a Capricorn do. They're extreme. They're either all in or all out. No, but you do pace yourself and you do realize that you have permission to acknowledge those were the 2.5, not just 2020, hard years, increased your work. You're now in a flow state because you've got a practice of management and delegation is what I want to say to you, Capricorn. Who can you enroll in your life to help you? Because you've done so much of the heavy lifting. So Capricorn's year is about asking for help. And especially during their Christmas time, during your birthday, that's really where you start to feel like, wow, I've got support. And the difference will be so radical by the end of the year. But this whole year for you is, Capricorn, permission to slow it down, relax, delegate, acknowledge what you've been through, and then start making your plans. Because when does a Capricorn not have a plan? Aquarius, they have the best celebration. Jupiter just entered you and Saturn. So you're going to get to study astrology. All you Aquarians, this is your year to increase your studies, to start increasing your ability to be open-minded without an ambition. You can be uninhibited about saying, you know what? I don't care about politics. I don't, you're the one that's here to refresh us and to get us out of the old story. And it is your turn, from creative projects to your business, to traveling in your own head. Joe Aquarius can make up places to go and things to do that we don't even understand, but you are turning the volume up this year. At every level, permission for Jupiter and Aquarius once every 12 years to expand, to take risks, to open up your heart, to go back into relationships, to end the relationships. You really have a freedom card, Aquarius, to let yourself, because Saturn's sitting right by, keeping you in conscious awareness that, yes, I can expand. I'm not going to go crazy, but I want to encourage you to go a little crazy. Permission slips to go study. Last but not least is Pisces, that sweet little Pisces sign. And I'm going to say that they're, especially by April, May, they're in such a wonderful era. They are going to love all this Aquarius Pisces energy in the heavens, and especially by spring and forward. It's almost like Pisces, you have been hiding and quietly feeling vulnerable, and now it's going to be much more fluid. So it's a wonderful year for Pisces. I can see their creativity flourishing because Neptune's in Pisces, as you know. I can see you by May, when Neptune is in Pisces and Jupiter, writing poetry, music, your creativity flourishes. The big thing for you is stay focused. Because when it gets that large and you feel freedom, Pisces can get so scattered. So do one thing at a time and finish it. If you had one mantra, Pisces, for the new year, it's I'm going to take one step at a time and I will complete, even if it's only 1 month. But if you let the general feeling of feeling relief come and you get scattered and so emotional, it's going to feel like you didn't get anything done. So highlight it with focused goals and the flow state, because you stay on task one step at a time. So there you have it. Some of the signs, as you can see, are going to have relief, Libras. Some of the signs are going to get challenged, Scorpios, Taurus, Leos. And it's so important to know it so then you don't think something's wrong. And as we said in the earlier podcast, those hard times is where the jewels are.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is the best. You deserve an applause for that. Woo! Okay, so from all of these things going on in our charts, which one is the most important? Our sun sign, our moon sign, our rising sign, where should we look?
So when we're talking about the trend of the upcoming year, all of that was focusing on the sun sign. So that's the first primary influence. It does affect the rising sign, but I like to simplify, because you know my whole system is simple. When I teach, everything's about simplicity. Just stay focused. The sun is the most powerful influence on this planet. Everything aims at it, every plant, every flower, every human that knows when time to get up, what time to go to bed, and what to wear today. It's all described by the sun. So begin with the sun sign. And then, of course, to get deeper, you want to look at your whole chart. So don't let me be superficial in one single word. I want you to go get your chart done and have an overview. But this is simple, looking at just the sun sign, and then to get into depth, into more detail, into more specific dates, go get your chart done.
Thank you so much for listening to this super special bonus episode with Deborah Silverman. I hope you enjoyed hearing more about your personal sun sign. There is still time to register for Deborah's Level 1 Applied Astrology course. Dive deeper into the world of astrology and learn how to read your own chart. Visit yogagirl.com/astrology to sign up right now. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you listen and subscribe to other great episodes of the Yoga Girl podcast, Conversations from the Heart. You can find all of them at yogagirl.com, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you normally get your shows. Don't forget to leave a review while you are there. Thanks to everyone at Cadence 13 for their production work. I'll see you on Friday.